a trickling down. Now, you know, we're not great speakers here, but we sure love to talk, right? I think there's nothing more fun than talking about God and love and how wonderful it is when you feel love, when you feel God's presence. Is there anything greater than that? And so when we get up here, and our little speaker today, she walked into this and it felt, well, that's it. It just felt right to her. It just felt right. It didn't take her too long until she wanted to join classes, and then it really felt right to her. Step one, feeling right. And now she just loves to talk about it, loves to talk about the way God works in her life. I have seen her going from, yeah. to beaming and wanting to do everything she can do to help this little home, our little spiritual home. I flinch at even calling the church our spiritual home. She wants so much to make it better and better and better and better. So she's really put her shoulder to the wheel. She loves to talk about God, and that's what she wants to do with us this evening, is talk about her thoughts about God and how it's working in her life. And that's our Kimberly.
I don't know. I was going to say, you know, I think my friends here would probably disagree with the, I guess that really depends, right? Well, hello, everyone. So tonight, it's kind of interesting. This last weekend was my birthday, and I was thinking about friendship and how blessed I am to have so many friends. And it's interesting how, like, I thought, oh, I should just kind of put my thoughts down. And I did, but how can you really put thoughts down about friendship, right? Because it's just something that kind of naturally occurs, naturally feels right. And we all need friends. Some of us might be more selective on their friends. Some of us think everybody's their friend. You know, it just, is that you, Christina? Everybody's your friend?
Everybody's
yeah. Because she laughed. I'm going to pick on her. So, but you know, our friendships really tell us a lot about who we are. And if you think about it, you know, like attracts like, right? And I'm really fortunate for the friends that are in my life. Really, really fortunate for the really good friends that are part of my life. You, Lynette, you, Melinda, you, Cindy, Stan, David, Lindy. I mean, I can just go on, you know, but we have that core group of friends that we love a lot. And one of my friends who was supposed to be here tonight, we all know who she is, Lorianne LaPearl. So, you know, when you see her on Sunday or Wednesday, can you say, wow, I didn't know that about you? Because she had something come up, but she's here in spirit. So you can harass her, because on my birthday, she harassed me. She put a sign on the back of me. Stan knows. I didn't know what it said until she texted a picture of it. It said, spank me or kiss me. It's my birthday. Now, that's a friend, right? That's a friend. But, yeah, and everybody wanted to know if they could do both. They didn't want to do one or the other. And yeah. And then I forgot I had it on. I walked down the street. That was interesting. But anyways, but it's fun to have. It's fun to have the crazy friends. You know, like, they make you laugh, that make you smile, that you can cry with, that you can share all of your joy with, all your sadness with. It doesn't matter what happens during the day. They're there to pick you up. You can feel like you have dirt all over you and you'd be like, wow, you look beautiful. And you're thinking, wow, they're nuts. But, you know, they see the beauty inside of you. And if we looked at ourselves the way that our friends look at us, we would be really amazed by what's inside of us. Because we think our friends are amazing, right? We love our friends. And we look at them, but like attracts like. There has to be something about you that's just as amazing as that friend that is sitting in front of you. Because no matter what they go through, you cheer for them. Even if they don't want to tell you what's going on at that moment, they say, can you pray for me? Can you cheer me on? I have things going on. I just can't talk about it. I mean, I've been in that situation. I've sat in front of Melinda and Janet and Lynette and just cried my eyes out, you know, and they'd like, well, we don't know what's wrong with you, but we're just going to love you. And, you know, and but that's the point. They've done it too. And that's friendship, because you're not supposed to necessarily know what's wrong with you, right? So, you know, one thing I thought is every person is worthy of friendship. I think there's a lot of people that are shy to make new friends, but we all need friends. Friends are our staple. They're kind of like our family, our outside family, right? But we get to pick our friends, but we also get to pick our family. So if you're in this thought process, that can be a little touchy on that. But just for the sake of not knowing that you pick your family, we pick our friends. And they're really important to us. So what's the worst thing you can do for yourself is not love, right? Not allow yourself to be loved, not have friendships at any level, whether it's colleagues, acquaintances, close, best friends, or just not be a friend. Because we have to, you know, we all want to attract certain types of friends in our life, right? We want people that are going to compliment us. But what kind of friend are you being, too? You have to think about that. Like, what kind of friend are you being to someone in order for you to get that friendship back? Because it's a two-way street in this. And it can be a lot of fun. It can be kind of nutty. One thing that, your birthday was 2 weeks ago, right? We, for Millie, wrote on little cards, like, things that we appreciated about her for her birthday, because her birthday was on a Wednesday night. And so Lori, on Saturday night, had people write one word and then a little something inside a card for me. And it took me, like, a day to look through them, because it was so weird. It was almost like I didn't want to see what they had to say, even though I knew it would be good. I was afraid, because she also said, make her cry or something. And I thought, oh no, I'm afraid to see what some people wrote on that. But with that, I just, I thought, wow, you know, we really need to take the time and tell our friends what we see in them, how we see them, because how they see us is how we should start believing to how we look to other people and who we are, because I think we are all so incredibly hard on ourselves that we don't give ourselves enough credit for truly loving the people and being part of the joy in their lives and the joy that they bring in our lives, right? Sorry, I don't want to cough. So I thought it was kind of interesting what people put. And I'm going to share a little thing. Like, on two of the cards, they put beautiful. And inside, one wrote something kind of funny, and then somebody wrote something a little bit more personal, and I thought, beautiful? Okay, well, I don't see that. And then I thought, why shouldn't I accept that as a gift? Because, you know, I'm trying to put love out to people and try to show the beauty, you know, the beauty of this church, the beauty of things around, and I'm trying to give that out so they see that. But I don't see that in myself. And so it's like, okay. So I had to, you know, I had to, like, read through this, but it did take me like a day to actually look at all these cards, because I was a little, just kind of reading through it. And then I had to read through them again, like, kind of listen to what Millie does. She always goes through cards quite a few times. And then they said caring. And I thought, well, I have that. You know, I care about people. I might not show it in every way, or maybe it doesn't come across that way, but I do care about people. And I care about all of you sitting in here. I want you all to have the ability to have friendships in your life, to have love in your life. I care that you might be having a bad day. I don't want to see it. You know, I'll send you love. You know, the best thing about friendships too, and even if you don't know somebody in this room, if you look around, there's probably someone here you don't know. But say hi to them. Get to know them, because they can send you love. Like, when we do prayer requests, like thinking about Jonathan or someone's going through stuff, you know, my niece is going through stuff right now, but knowing that if I say, please pray for her, you're praying for her because you care about me on some level, so you're sending that person prayers. That's friendship, you guys. Even if you don't know me personally, on a more, I guess, intimate level or whatever, you still are cheering for me. That's friendship. Friendship is so simple that we think it needs to be so extended, so beyond just like we have these close friends, we all have different levels of friends, and we should embrace that in all and everyone we meet. It doesn't mean you're going to be friends for life or BFFs or anything like that, but you might become friends with that person on a more level, deeper level, because you cared about them. You felt for them. There's something that we all go through, and it's really important that we take the time to care about it. Now, you know, it's interesting is one of the, I thought, oh, how can I get, find out Bible verses about friends? And they kind of applied, but, so one of the cards said wicked, and I thought, wicked? I thought, all right, who wrote that? And Gary wrote it, and Lori said, that's an East Coast term. I'm like, I know, but it just kind of like, it was funny, and then he wrote something kind of funny in there. But it's funny, I found this verse in Proverbs 12:26. One who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Well, I've led people astray before. I'm kidding.
Not you.
But the thing is it's just funny the words that come up. And I had to crack up at that because I thought that was really just a word, you know? I mean, I still haven't kind of put my head around that, but... You know, other ones, I love, my one friend said the diva angel, and I had to think about that. I guess it depends on what's going on. I don't know if, look, they're sitting there like, I'm not saying anything. These two know me well. But, like, joyful and love, and it's just, it's interesting how people put these words down, and insightful, and you see all these things, and you're just like, wow, people see me like this? And it's still not easy for me to even accept that in. Even talking about it, I feel like I'm like boasting about it. But these are how people see me, and I'm sure they see me in other ways too. I'm sure they have other words to describe that maybe aren't positive, but that's okay. Because I do the same thing to myself, and I don't have a problem with that. I can handle it. I just lost my train of thought. So, you know, when we go through, like, even when friends aren't as truthful or as honest with us, right, it's really hard. And probably it's been now 15 years ago, I had my she was my best friend at the time, betray me. And that cut to my core, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to trust women again. What the heck? And then I thought, it took me a while, but then I started really being particular about who I was friends with. And I thought, well, wait, I'm missing out on some amazing friendships because I'm a little afraid, a little gun-shy to let someone get in close to me, right? But then I started trusting the process and started seeing some amazing people and really trusting my instinct. And I have some amazing friends in my life that I'm very grateful for that will be part of my life for the rest of my life. And no matter what they go through, no matter what I go through, they can be distance apart. So I have one friend right now that lives in Jordan. And every time we talk, it's like it was just like yesterday, you know? And we talk a lot, but like even when our kids get on the phone, they're always there. I'm always part of their life. That connection does not go. And so if you've been hurt by a friend and you feel like you can't trust that person, there are people that you can trust. This is part of the growing experience in life. And we have to, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't allow yourself to have friends in your life and good friends. There are people who are just as true and just as honest as you. But, you know, and then you have to look at, too, the things that you, if you don't like certain things you're attracting in friendships, what is it about you that you're not liking or you're giving up? Like, I can use my niece as an example because I've thought about this today and since she was a teenager, she's had a lot of problems, drugs, just she did cutting, not Ashley, but, and she's now in prison. She got arrested about 5 weeks ago because she was hanging out with the wrong people. And by association, by the law of Arizona, she has to probably go to jail now for the rest of her life. She's only 23. And I thought, well, what was she doing? She never liked herself for whatever reason that she just kept putting herself around people that weren't liking her, that weren't looking out for her best interest. And that, to me, is really sad because she didn't see that. She was attracting all the things that she was focusing on that weren't good about herself. So maybe as we look at during life, the people we attract, maybe it's how we're feeling at that moment. And maybe think about if you're not liking what you're attracting, change and start saying some nice things about yourself. Or go to those friends that you know are really good friends to you and ask them to write one word, two words, three words about what they see in you. And so that you can focus on that, even if it's just one word. So you can focus on that word, even if it's love. Every single person, I'm look at each of you, each one of you, it shows love. Each one of you is giving out love. If anything, focus on the love that you have for someone else or the caring for someone else, because, you know, life is too short to go without friends, right? It's way too short. And I'm extremely, extremely grateful for the friends that I have and the friends that I will make and the people that are becoming friends. Like even becoming better friends with Stan, being on the board. There's this whole different group. There's a whole different vibe, but you get to know people a little bit better, a little bit differently. And that's fun because I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have thought about it. You know, I probably wouldn't have gotten to know him really well if I wasn't part of the board. Maybe I wouldn't have, but it helped kickstart that friendship. You know what I mean? Getting to know David, getting to know Lindy, you know, all these things, getting to know Patty more, you know, and just Millie, just coming into the church, how can you not love Millie, you know? I'd use feisty for her, though. Don't tell her. I think Patty would agree. But so those are just kind of my thoughts, because I was just thinking how I'm really blessed to have friends, and it really showed me this last week, you know, just they're there to celebrate my birthday, but at the same time, it's not even about that. It's about celebrating our friendship. And that's what's really important, because every day, you know, whether you talk every day or you talk here and there, it's really important. And I'm really grateful for the people that are part of my life. And I just want to leave you with, you know, ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? And who do you want to attract in your life? And if you're not liking what's attracting in your life, focus on one thing, if anything, love, because each one of you gives out love. Each one of you is a gift from God, and each one of you can shine however brightly or dimly you need to at the moment. But just know, every single one of you is a gift from God. And I'm going to leave that with you tonight. Thank you for giving me this time.
I think she's a pretty happy kid, isn't she? Yes. And she sure does have a lot of friends. And she has certainly befriended this church. You know, she's on the board now as a vice president of our board of the church. My goodness. And then she jumped in with both feet. She got in there, cleared out the office, and she did this and she did that. She what?
Fired everybody.